All right, Dominic, and special good afternoon to us all. Wherever you are listening to Q95 at this time, it's my pleasure to welcome you here. Welcome, Dominicans, to another Talk on the Block. It's 1 minute past the hour of 1 o'clock. A very interesting hour up next in just a bit. First up this afternoon, we'll be hearing from the man, Mr. Ron Green. Former Minister of Sports and Education. When the United Party served as government in Dominica. We'll be hearing from him this afternoon around 10 past the hour. His party put out a statement. I'll be reading that statement to you before I pull in Mr. Ronald Green. And then thereafter, sometimes later in the hour, I'll also be letting you, the many listeners, listen to another statement as well. On the Polisario front. And then thereafter, I'll be trying to make contact with Brother Athi Mate. We'll be expounding on that statement that you'll be hearing sometimes later. So the hour is packed. And yes, so we gotta go get things going here like right about now. Let's do this, Dominicans. We'll be back in just a bit.
Attention, we Forward Freight Masters would like to advise all clients that we continue to have the best prices on small, medium, and large packages. We have drop-off locations in New York, Florida, and the United Kingdom. We have agents in Dominica, Antigua, St. Lucia, and Tortola.
Visit our detailed and friendly website today for more information. www.weforwardfreightmaster.com.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Now for today's pop quiz. Are you ready for today's pop quiz?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
First question. What is smooth, creamy, and rich in nutrition? Yes, Benton?
Grease evaporated milk.
Correct. Second question. What sweetens and thickens your tea or coffee? Yes, Dangleben?
Grease evaporated milk.
Very good. Question number three. What savors your desserts, cereals, soups, and porridge? Celia?
Grease evaporated milk.
And that is correct. Boys and girls, these questions are not only to grade you on paper, but because Grease evaporated milk is a grade A for you. Healthy and nutritious. Affordably priced. Available island-wide. Distributed by Archipelago Trading Limited. Grease evaporated milk. Number one evaporated milk.
Yay!
There's never been a better time to switch to Flow. Switch now and get your 30-day prepaid plan with 50 gigabytes of data for only $50. That's only $1 per gig to keep you connected so you can do more of the things you do. Visit us in-store today and let us know you're ready to switch. We'll take it from there. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch.
Roger.
Engines ready.
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1.
Kids, breakfast is ready.
Ooh, launch postponed.
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Mega, mega, mega deals.
Breaking news out of Calabasas today. Quality clothing, electronics, and hardware at low, low, low prices. There's also women and children's clothing. Brand name clothing. Lacoste, Levi's, Alfani, CK, just to name a few. Brand name clothing at low, low, low prices. The big story is in Calabasas, next to the Catholic Church. A mega store. Mega, mega, mega deals. 25 to 50% less than anywhere anywhere in Dominica, visit the website megadealsda.com or contact them 612-1253, both direct and WhatsApp. Deliveries to Roseau, Portsmouth, and the Marigot area. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our website, megadealsda.com. 25 to 50% less than anywhere else in Dominica. Mega store in Calabashi.
Attention British American insurance policyholders. The deadline for registration of your policies to become part of the BACA legal action before the Caribbean Court of Justice is approaching. Even if you've misplaced your documents, you are still eligible, subject to verification of your claim after registration. Contact your case manager, Jeffrey Douglas Murdoch, at 440-0816 or 440-6901. Your investment reflects a lifetime of work. Don't give it up without a fight. Sign up with BACL today. BACL, financial justice within reach.
Over the heat and humidity?
Yeah, boy, it's making hot.
Now's the time to invest in an energy-efficient Lennox AC unit from EMS Limited. Lennox AC units offers quiet cooling without bursting the bank. Ideal for home or business. Available in a variety of sizes. Installation and servicing by our factory-certified technicians. Choose Lennox. Choose EMS. And keep comfortable while in control of your energy cost. Call 255-6813 or visit us in Canfield next to Auto Trade. Say goodbye to the heat and hello to perfect air with Lennox AC.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment on your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi Motors.
Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canfield today.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans
Auto Center. Ask the Fans.
Activate a 3, 7, or 30-day prepaid combo plan and qualify to win in Flo's 70,000 Easy Wins summer promotion.
Make home a happy place with furniture from Ask the Fans and Company Limited. Furniture for every room, beds, closets, wardrobes, side tables, even bathroom and toilet accents and accessories. Work or study from home with a brand new computer desk and chair. Relax with living room furniture, TV stands, center tables, indoor and outdoor chairs. Any piece of custom furniture you need is also available at J. Ask the Fans and Company Limited's Furniture Factory. Call today, 255-2791 or 255-2793 and make your house a home. Ask the Fans, right place, right price.
With Digicel Prime Bundles, you get more than just data. You level up to a whole new digital life.
Level up with deep music.
For your favorite local and international tracks.
Level up with Sports Max.
And catch the top live sports action.
Level up with Go Loud.
For radio stations and trending podcasts from Dominica.
And level up with Playgo.
For the latest movies, TV series, and local shows. Enjoy a 7-day Prime Bundle at only $32. With 49 gigabytes of dedicated data for premium access to your favorite app without touching your any use data. That's a total of 59 gigabytes. Activate a Prime bundle in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
Madam.
All right, Dominica, welcome back and thanks for holding on. I already made contact with Mr. Ronald Green, who is on the line, who will be speaking to us in just a bit. Putting a little more meat, as it were, on a statement that I'm going to read to you from the United Workers' Party. And it's to the media out there. That statement starts by saying, United Workers' Party welcomes to Dominica all delegations participating in the United Nations Caribbean Seminar on the Eradication of Colonialism. It starts by saying, the United Workers' Party, that's the UWP, is honored to welcome the Commonwealth of Dominica, the United Nations Special Committee for Implementation of the Declaration on Granting Independence to Colonial Countries and Peoples, also known as the Special Committee on Decolonization, or C-24, and the distinguished delegations of UN member states. The committee's 2021 Caribbean Seminar on Eradicating Colonialism takes place this week at the Kempinski Resort in Portsmouth. The Commonwealth of Dominica and other Caribbean community states, which attained political independence after 1961, have all been direct beneficiaries of the phenomenal work of the Special Committee established by the General Assembly Resolution in 1654, which led inter alia to attainment for self-determination through political independence or free association with an independent state in 80 former colonies. Dominica attained its political independence 42 years ago, and we must underscore and applaud the invaluable contribution of the Special Committee on Decolonization towards the end of the British colonial rule in our beloved island state. The remaining 17 non-self-governing territories continue to be colonial outposts that urgently need a change in their colonial status, and we implore the Special Committee and other organs of the United Nations to accelerate efforts towards their self-determination, especially given the advent of the fourth international decade for the eradication of colonialism. This Caribbean regional venture, with its focus on implementation of the fourth international decade for the eradication of colonialism, charting a dynamic course for decolonization, comes in the middle of the pandemic, which has severely destabilized the entire planet from 2020 and is today adversely affecting our nation. Our Caribbean region has been most dependent territories on any region of the world, and if we must realize our noble aspirations for a Caribbean region free of colonialism, it is critical that there be more tangible movements towards self-determination for all the territories in the Caribbean. It is of our hope that this seminar will chart a more realistic course for the eventual end of colonialism in the remaining 17 non-self-governing territories in the Caribbean, the Pacific, and on the continent of Africa, where the only remaining colonial outpost is Western Sahara. It concludes by saying here, the United Workers' Party of Dominica fully supports the work of the Special Committee and will continue to advocate for self-determination for all 17 remaining territories and the UN agenda, whose political status must be addressed by the international community. And that was a media release from the United Workers' Party. On the line now to expound on this and more is Mr. Ron Green. Mr. Ron Green, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Lofty. Thank you for having me. And let me say good day to you and also to all your listeners.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ron Green. Mr. Ron Green, in terms of the statement that I just read coming from the United Workers' Party, you're part and parcel of that party. How and where do you want to start, sir?
Well, first of all, I want to say that it's a fantastic opportunity for Dominica. Here we have one of the most, or if not the most important international organization in the world, the United Nations. One of its important subcommittees, that is the one on eradication of colonialism, is having a seminar, and it's having it in our country, in Dominica. So I think it's an opportunity for us to reflect on this issue of what is colonialism, the issue of external leadership and external control, and to reflect on our independence. 42 years, we're going into 43. Do we truly have control over our national assets? Have we been able properly and democratically to elect our leadership over the last three, four, five elections. So I think this is the opportunity. Here in Dominica at Kapinski, this committee is meeting and they're discussing those that are not yet independent, 17 countries in the world, one important one, the last one in Africa, that is Western Sahara, others in the Caribbean. They're discussing the course, how to help them to facilitate and to speed up their movement towards independence. And here we are, 42 years, going on 43 years independent. And shouldn't we be reflecting, are we still independent? Have we moved away from independence because of the fact that our national assets are not truly in the control of our consolidated fund and our people? Because of the fact that our elections have not been democratically fair, free and fair, despite what any observers may have said. So we are proud that this committee is meeting in Dominica. And, you know, we think independence is not just the flag, not just our national anthem, our cultural beauty and so on. We are very proud of our independence. Dominica is independent. But we need to be reflecting as a people. Have we been eroding that independence and are moving away from it towards a non-self-governing territory?
Yes. Mr. Green, it's a good thing that you said a while ago, and I took note of it, that, you know, Dominicans, we as Dominicans, we are truly proud of our independence, as it were. But on that note, sir, I want to ask you, what are some of the elements of a country being a true democratic country?
Well, I mean, the main element of a true democratic country is the issue of free and fair elections. That's the main element, and the various institutions that have been set up by the Constitution, the institution of state, things like the Integrity Commission, the Electoral Commission, operate in a fashion that serves all the people, not just a political party. To the extent that, and I believe clearly we have moved away from that independent status of state institutions that Éolé Blanc envisioned. And I was very happy to hear Gabriel Christian talk about the departing statement that Éolé Blanc made, how important it was for him that these institutions be independent, be able to serve all the people, be able not just to be the mouthpiece of one party. And to the extent that this has happened, we have moved away from being democratic. We have moved away from being truly independent.
Yeah. So from the United Workers' Party's end, based on the statement that was just read here, and you being here on the airwaves with us this afternoon, it is quite evident that as a party, the United Workers' Party, stand in solidarity with the remaining 17 countries who are still, you know, going down that road in terms of being independent, quote-unquote, countries.
Absolutely. The committee has been responsible for some 80 countries since 1961, facilitating and helping them to move more speedily towards independence. And now there are 17 left, most of them in the Caribbean, one important one in Africa, the Western Sahara. That committee's work is very crucial and very important to all people, in people of color, and in particular, third world people, and people that are not yet independent.
Yes, it's very interesting that you singled out the Western Sahara on the African continent, in that the following discussion we'll be having here as a follow-up, as a continuum, as it were, we'll be speaking to Arthi Mate, who will just kind of, you know, polish up that statement, give us a little more detail as to just why and, you know, this country on the African continent is still colonized today, as it were. So we'll be diving into that with Arthi after we're done and dusted a few. But it is good that you highlighted at least the Western Sahara in your comment.
Because frankly, Dominica has a very flawed experience with Western Sahara, and I'm sure he will go into detail on that.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Green, any final thoughts here before we wrap up things with you, as it were?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to say a few words. And once again, I just urge this very special committee who's having a regional seminar on eradication of colonialism that they work well, that all of the various countries that are visiting Dominica have the opportunity to see our beautiful country. And despite the COVID situation, and that they are able to succeed in the work of eradicating colonialism. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Green. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Ron Green from the United Workers' Party. I'm gonna just open up the lines, they're about 5 minutes. To you, the many listeners out there, you may want to say something at this time. Read the topic we are discussing here and the special United Nations meeting taking place in Dominica as we speak, focusing on the decolonization of 17 other countries across the globe. So if you want to tell us something here, and now is your time. And again, we want to thank Mr. Green for his comments here this afternoon. 449-3095-3096-3097. Digital number 616-4257. Overseas line 305-432-9624. Let's see if we can take the overseas call. Caller, yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, Lofty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Lofty, in terms of, and good afternoon to your listeners and the listeners of Q. Lofty, in terms of our independence and our democratic system in Dominica, there's something that I notice is very troubling. And that is those Sagittarius board, those chairmen, or anybody that offer themselves to serve the people, Lofty, they have to take an oath. I didn't even realize that the policemen also has to take an oath. And that oath, the underlying principle of that oath is to uphold the laws and the constitution of the state. And Lofty, a lot of these people supposed to be professional and they're supposed to serve the state. They're not supposed to serve the party. The party is a different organization, different institution altogether. But when you serve in the state, you must uphold your oath of office, including the prime minister, go down right down to the last kakara. Everybody that served, they have to uphold the oath of the office. And Lofty, I noticing that a lot of them are violating that oath. And I don't hear no discussion about that. When somebody like the prime minister or even the opposition leader or the police commissioner or the president or any one of them, the attorney general, all these people has to take out. And when they violate that oath, Lofty, I am saying that they should step down. They shouldn't be holding that office or that position, or they shouldn't allow to serve, because the allegiance are not to Dominica, not to the flag, not to our island we love so much. And to me, that is a situation where I don't hear nobody talking about it or observing it or mentioning it, and it's very disturbing to me. And I know you said Afi has to come. I hope you give him that question or ask him in some kind of relation. I want him to comment
thank
about
you.
It because
thank
to
you.
Me it's very important, Lofty.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Let's take a few more calls here. We got to pull in Arthur in like 3 minutes' time. Let's do this line. Caller, yes, good afternoon.
Lofty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'll go straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
The very building that this thing is being held in, Kempinski, the people of Dominica still don't know the details of who it belongs to. We know that the money was given by our government. The land was given by the government. But we don't know who the shareholders are. And we don't know how much of it belongs to the people of Dominica. Therefore, I conclude that this administration is very opaque. There's a lack of transparency. We know all the details, and I cannot get into it. But it's a very opaque administration, and they're behaving exactly like the colonizers. The colonizers did not tell the people what they were doing. They almost had them like slaves. And we're beginning to feel that pressure that we in this Commonwealth of Dominica, we're being treated like slaves. There's no transparent, there's no discussion, there's no proper discussion, democratic discussion. And these politicians, they talk about democracy on both sides of their mouth. They even talk about the colonizers. Yes, they do. They talk about the colonizers in a degrading way, like, oh, the colonizers, this and that. But they are behaving exactly like these colonizers. We heard their statements when the name of Melville Hall was changed to Douglas Charles. Both Roosevelt Skerritt and the parliamentary representative from Maho made funny statements about colonizers and not wanting the name to have a name of a colonizer. But then they call it Douglas Charles, as if Douglas Charles is an African name. Anyway, to cut it short, these guys are behaving like colonizers, and I hope that that group takes note of it and cautions them to behave differently, as if this were a democracy, an independent country with a where the people have a voice. Thank you.
Thank you. For your point, always on point. Let's see if we can slide in at least one more caller before I pull in Mr. Arthi Martin. Let's take the overseas line. Yes, caller?
Yeah, Lofty. One caller said about the building, the Kempinski. Why did they choose that building to host that meeting, knowing that up north Dominicans don't even know the truth, get all the facts about who owns, if it's our passport money, and they're keeping that meeting right in that building? Yo, it just don't make sense, my brother. There's a lot of unsolved mysteries going on in Dominica. We got to just stand and take back our country, my brother. Have a blessed afternoon.
Blessed day to you as well. All right, Dominica, it's 1:29 and a half. Let us pay some bills here, and then I'm going to try to connect with Brother Arthi Martin. Let's do this.
Over the heat and humidity?
Yeah, boy, it's making hot.
Now's the time to invest in an energy-efficient Lennox AC unit from EMS Limited. Lennox AC units offers quiet cooling without bursting the bank. Ideal for home or business. Available in a variety of sizes. Installation and servicing by our factory certified technicians. Choose Lennox. Choose EMS. And keep comfortable while in control of your energy cost. Call 255-6813 or visit us in Canfield next to Auto Trade. Say goodbye to the heat and hello to perfect air with Lennox AC.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment and your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi models.
Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canfield today.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans
Auto Center. Ask the Fans.
All right, yes, Dominicans, we're back. It's 1:32 here. As we continue here on our talk on the block. Just before I make connection with Brother Arthi Martin, I want to give you a snapshot based on the discussion that Arthi Martin is going to expound on by putting now into your hearing an article that one of our chief guys here, Mr. Hassan Robinson, did an excellent job on. Take a listen to Mr. Robinson. In a while, we're going to connect with Brother Arthi to expound.
The Dominica Western Sahara Friendship Society has the great honor to welcome to the shores of Dominica the delegations of Frente Polisario of Western Sahara and the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, led by the permanent representative of Algeria to the United Nations, Ambassador Sofiane Mimouni. attending the 2021 Caribbean Regional Seminar of the UN Special Committee on Decolonization being held at the Kempinski Cabrits Resort Hotel. Since 1979, when the interim government of Prime Minister Oliver Serafin accorded diplomatic recognition to Polisario, our friendship society has been steadfast and unwavering in its support of the inalienable rights of the people of the Western Sahara for self-determination and political independence. Our ongoing advocacy for Western Sahara's independence has ensured that successive governments of Dominica's support Western Sahara and Frente Polisario at the United Nations General Assembly. In 2010, the current Dominica government embarked on a very backward step and announced the withdrawal of the diplomatic recognition of Frente Polisario without any credible explanation. It was the late Prime Minister Rosie Douglas and Attorney at Law Mr. Bernard Wilshire, both founding members of the Friendship Society, who advised on Dominica's diplomatic recognition of Frente Polisario. That recognition became a reality in 1979 after these two colleagues ably represented Dominica at the Non-Aligned Movement, or NAM, meeting in Havana in 1979 following the devastation of Hurricane David. Dominica thus became the second Caribbean state to confer this diplomatic recognition of the Polisario, with the People's Revolutionary Government of the late Maurice Bishop being the first government in our region to accord this diplomatic recognition, and Cuba the third country to do so. Dominica's government has allowed it to come under domination of the King of Morocco and has convened with Moroccan operatives to ensure that all six CARICOM member states on the United Nations Decolonization Committee, Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Kitts and Nevis, as well as St. Vincent and the Grenadines, withdraw diplomatic recognition of Frente Polisario starting in 2010. This reactionary stance of the Dominica government on the question of Western Sahara is totally inconsistent with our nation's historic support for African liberation struggles started by the government of Edward Oliver LeBlanc. Every government of Dominica from 1980 has been resolute in their support for the self-determination and political independence of Western Sahara. Unfortunately, in 2010, the government of Dominica departed from that historic support for Western Sahara. The government of Morocco, in concert with the current government of Dominica, undertook in 2010 targeted actions to destroy the total solidarity of the CARICOM community, Western Sahara's political independence. Unfortunately, the resulting chasm in the CARICOM on this question is so deep that CARICOM states can no longer put out a CARICOM regional statement supporting the independence struggle of the people's Western Sahara at the United Nations. Furthermore, Dominica's government announced in December 2020 it is aligned with the bogus 2020 presidential proclamation of United States President Donald Trump conferring U.S. recognition of Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. Indeed, one of the most despicable actions of the Dominica government was not to ever sign the cooperation agreement which the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria granted the people of Dominica in 2008. By not signing the cooperation agreement negotiated with Algeria, the government of Dominica has shown that it is subservient to the Moroccan king. Without a doubt, Dominica's government has chosen a path of total hostility to both Western Sahara and the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria. The Dominica Western Sahara Friendship Society will continue its long-standing solidarity with the people of Western Sahara and looks forward to the day when the Western Sahara finally realizes its political independence. We are opposed to any autonomy plan being proposed by the Moroccan monarchy. In respect of the Republic of Algeria, we express our gratitude to the Algerian government, specifically the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which assisted Dominica after Hurricane Omar in 2008 and graciously hosted our delegation to Algiers in October 2017. We hold the government and people of Algeria in very high esteem and look forward to the day when, under the leadership of the next government of Dominica, we will jointly resurrect Algeria's cooperation framework with the people of Dominica. We believe that Africa's future is brighter with the adoption of African continental free trade areas. Our friendship, society, relationship with Algeria must be seen as facilitating a bridge to the African Union and to the AFCFTA. It is our hope that this visit to Dominica for the Caribbean Regional Seminar will further advance the Dominican people's relationship with both Frente Polisario and the government of the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria. Long live Frente Polisario and the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria.
And again, I want to thank our reporter here, Mr. Hassan Robinson, for doing an excellent job on that article right here. I know it is a mouthful indeed, but the man here charged with the responsibility this afternoon to break it all down for us so that we can understand much better that relationship between Western Sahara and Dominica is none other than Atherton Mate. Mr. Mate, good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon, Lofty. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Pretty well, thank you. How are you, brother?
I'm fine, and I am humbled and honored to be engaged with you in this conversation, which I believe could be the turning point as far as the ridding ourselves in Dominica of an ahistorical, illogical, incompetent, corrupt, and demonic government led by Roosevelt Skerrit. Because this is over the top. This is the tipping point. Because the entire group of countries on the African continent have made it absolutely clear through their repeated conversations and statements and resolutions at the Organization of African Unity, at the United Nations General Assembly, and in all other fora, including the Group of 77 Forum, that the freedom and the decolonization of Western Sahara, a movement led by the Polisario Front, is in fact the last remaining country on the continent of Africa to be liberated, to be freed. And when one recalls that this struggle for liberation was engaged by some of the most illustrious, iconic persons on earth, a Mandela, a Nelson Mandela, Kenneth Kaunda, Julius Nyerere. These are people who, when you say their word, you actually feel a shudder of the history of Earth, because they understood very clearly that notwithstanding small size, notwithstanding what may appear to be the lack of resources, every people of the Earth, on Earth, deserve the right to be autonomous, to have a direct say in the management of their location, their economy, their society, and of their international relations. And in Dominica was no different, because during the interim government of 1979, it was a historic moment, for Dominica and for the rest of the region, following only on the revolutionary government of Grenada, first to be the second nation in the Caribbean to recognize the validity of the struggle of the people of the Western Sahara and the illegitimacy of the claims of Morocco over that land, Western Sahara. And we, in fact, I am honored. This is one of the most, humbling honors that I can say I shared, being a member myself of the interim government in 1979. And the validity of this position is seen in the fact that the next government after the interim government was the Freedom Party government led by Mary Eugenia Charles. And she honored that international commitment and expression of solidarity from the interim government of Dominica to the solidarity to the Polisario Front and the people of Western Sahara. The next government, the United Workers' Party government from 1995, honored this same, the commitment in the same way that the Freedom Party had honored it. You know, and for the first couple of years of the Labour government from 2000, led, of course, by our own Rosie Douglas and followed by the Pierre Charles, both of whom were, in their own way, revolutionary leaders who understood the significance of independence and decolonization, and they too held firm. But then, it didn't take long. 2004, between 2004 and 2010, there were only 6 years. It took only 6 years to 2010 for somebody who had no clue about the importance of that decision, for whom, in my humble opinion, the decolonization and the struggle of people of the world for their freedom and for democracy has absolutely no meaning, no significance, and no importance to the current leader of government in Dominica, an illegitimate leader of the government of Dominica. And so, you know, it didn't surprise me when he did what he did, because what he wanted was, you know, in the absence of substance on the inside, the human animal seeks substance from the outside. He understood the hollowness and the emptiness of his political reservoir. And he felt mistakenly that by having dinner with the King of Morocco, using implements that were, you know, golden implement, golden fork, golden knives, golden spoons, as Angelo Allen pointed out in his extraordinary breaking news report relating to the Prime Minister's visit to Morocco. I mean, the guy seemed to believe that external appearances, clothing, where you go, which hotel you stay with, how expensive your clothes are, what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in. He seems to believe that, given the absence of substance that he represents, that he must now fill himself and surround himself with these horrible and horrific arrangements that he has made in his term of office thus far. So it seems to me that what we are confronted with here today, with the United Nations Committee holding this seminar in Dominica, is, if you will, is the height of foreign policy hypocrisy. The height of foreign policy hypocrisy, whereby a country that has, if you will, unraveled support within our region for the last remaining group of people on the African continent, of which we are, to get their freedom. He has unraveled that and replaced that with his greed and his gluttony for rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous, for accumulating wealth which is not his, for robbing and stealing and raping the very country that he has been, you know, entrusted with managing and guiding. Instead of managing and guiding, he's looting it, he's raping it, he's robbing it, he's destroying it. And we in Dominica have to understand that this is happening on the world stage. So Dominica's credibility, what it had, what was built up from the days of Bala and Congo Ray and all the way up through Edward Oliver LeBlanc and through, you know, the early Labour Party, and even with the Freedom Party and the United Workers' Party, the attempts to build a country that could stand proudly, proudly in the international arena and say, this is who we are. Our international alliances define and describe the character of our being. And for him to, in a short while, démasquer, décaler that wonderful, if you will, honorific place that had been carved out by previous leaders, and to do it even while smacking his lips, while he lives where he lives, while other Dominicans cannot even afford, for that to be the state of play now, in this foreign policy hypocrisy that is going on, we must unmask it. The other nations like Algeria and the others who are here in Dominica must know that there is a strong sentiment in Dominica for support for the Polisario. Mm-hmm. And what was represented by the government is not the whole truth, and definitely not really reflecting the sentiments of us. And so Lofty, it is clear to me that on top of all the other ailments regarding the mismanagement of the economy, corruption, our failure to prepare for the impact of climate change, our failure to deal effectively and holistically with the COVID pandemic, on top of all these things, for us to be saddled on this day in God's calendar with the ignominy, with the shame, with the embarrassment of an administration that has in fact placed us on the wrong side of history and dares to convene and hold a seminar in the name of decolonization, to me that is the last straw.
I want to just butt in there just a little bit. The document that I'm reading here from, it says since 1979, when the interim government of Prime Minister Oliver Serfin accorded diplomatic recognition to the Polisario. So which means to tell me and other persons listening, that situation where Dominica has basically supported the Western Sahara, it's basically not a yesterday's event or a yesterday's scenario.
No, it goes back to 1979.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many years ago, Lofty. You know, the 1979 to now is a long time, my brother. 1979 was also the year of Hurricane David. So we need to understand that it took years of political mobilization and education by all of us to help our people come to grips with where they were. Where did we fit into this international pantheon of people who have to struggle for their democracy, for their freedom, for their right to be their own managers? We did that work. All of us did that work. And to their credit, all the succeeding governments up until this one, this illegitimate one, is the one who has actually unraveled this wonderful piece of work.
Yes.
And so Dominicans, you know, we should be justifiably proud, Lofty, that national unity of purpose, reflected itself for once in all governments of all the major political parties agreeing to, acceding to, and honoring that position taken by the interim government to represent and to recognize the legitimacy of the struggle of the people of Western Sahara. So I would simply say, you know, it is time for us in Dominica to stop being so docile.
Mm-hmm.
When you are docile in the face of demons who are attempting to destroy Dominica, when you are docile, I'll say it again, in the face of demons who are attempting to destroy Dominica, we are placing ourselves on the wrong side of history. The right side of history is that when somebody is attempting to destroy what is beautiful, what is good, what is just, what is fine, you rise up and you get rid of that demonic force, whatever is required. And that is what is required now.
Yes.
In my opinion, this masquerading mm-hmm. under the aegis of the UN decolonization seminar, when in fact you have unraveled Dominica's pride, Dominica's good name in the international community, I mean, it is more than any people should be asked to tolerate. And it is time, my people, it is time to get rid of this demonic, destructive force.
All right, Arthur, yes, I hear you very well, and the persons listening are hearing you very well as well. Let me just ask you, Arthur, finally, based on what you said here this afternoon, would I be correct? Would you agree with me that what is happening at the Kempinski this afternoon could be likened to be a scenario in the biblical day, as it is told, as the Last Supper, in that our representatives from government here, who are at that table, as it were, talking about the decolonization, some of them are like, quote-unquote, Judas's at that table. Because here it is, we have the Western Sahara. The Dominican Labour Party and the elements have been, you know, not in support of that country gaining its independence. Would I be right in summing it up that way as we bring that conversation to a close?
You would be absolutely on point. I could not have said it any better than that. I would only say this in addition to what you have done as describing the behavior of the persons at the head table from Dominica as Judas-like. And it is time for those who consider themselves serious laborites in the spirit and in the name of people like Edward Oliver LeBlanc. If you consider yourself the last remaining hope for genuine labor, it is time for them to rise up and get rid of the Judas-like behavior. It is time. And I urge all of them. Many of them are my friends. They still call me. They still ask for my advice on things. When they don't hear me, they still call to express concern. Are you okay? I am fine, my brothers and sisters in the Labour Party. I am fine. But I am very unhappy. I am very exercised. I am very determined. Whatever life I have left, and some of you may know that I also have a vision issue that I'm dealing with. So as my vision of sight fades, my vision of internal understanding and commitment brightens and strengthens. And I see very, very clearly now that we've got to stand up. We've got to get out there in all the nooks and crannies of Dominica and make sure that our people understand that when somebody denies you a job, that is bad enough. When somebody denies you a scholarship, that's bad enough. When somebody denies you a house, that's bad enough. But when somebody wants to deny you your sense of dignity and worth, nobody, no people should accept them.
Thank you. Arthi, thank you very much, my brother, in the interest of time. Thank you very much for your thoughts here.
Okay, my brother.
Thank you very much. It's 6 minutes to one. Let's pay some bills here. Thank you very much, Afi. Very thought-provoking words here this afternoon. Let's pay some bills. We'll be right back in just a bit to take some calls from you.
Vehicles. Wheel alignment on your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system. Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi models.
Auto Center, Astafans.
Visit Astafans Auto Center in Canefield today.
Auto Center. Activate a 3, 7, or 30-day prepaid combo plan and qualify to win in Flow's 70,000 Easy Wins summer promotion.
Make home a happy place with furniture from Astafans and Company Limited. Furniture for every room, beds, closets, wardrobes, side tables, even bathroom and toilet accents and accessories. Work or study from home with a brand new computer desk and chair. Relax with living room furniture, TV stands, center tables, indoor and outdoor chairs. Any piece of custom furniture you need is also available at J. Astafans and Company Limited's Furniture Factory. Call today, 255-2791 or 255-2793 and make your house a home. Astafans, right place, right price.
Person passed for Dino, but if they could, they would say something like this. I like Linhas Veb Ladu. I want to tell my partner, my family brought me to Linhas after I die. And the way Linhas took care of my body with respect and dignity, my jamais avec a TWS special à l'emote vivant. Linhas Funeral Home, 30 years of experience, professional, reliable, and compassionate service. With a 24-hour emergency service. So, l'homme ou noumo, pas qu'il y a un bazou diw. Qui est 449-1800, 275-7564, 449-2100, or the emergency. emergency number 277-1800. That time is for you to breathe and grieve. Linus is not willing that any should die. But Bobot, Zandra, you must go. So when you go with the best chaperone. Linus, you know at home. Mama Tutu Famdi, si se pa Limus, I ga vini hale pie yo.
Our numbers are 449-1800, 449-2100, 275-7564, and 276-0400. Call Lyndhurst Funeral Home today.
Courts BOGO is back for 1 week only from August 24th to 31st. Buy one item and get the other at 50% off for credit purchases. Plus, if you shop with Ready Finance, you can pay nothing for 60 days. Don't miss out on this great deal. It's BOGO. Buy one, get one 50% off only at Courts. COVID-19 protocols will be in full effect. See in store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
What does a coffee lover like me desire? Everything a cup of Café Brasil delivers. I need a coffee that's smooth. I need a coffee that's rich. I need a coffee bursting with flavor. You see, coffee isn't just a drink. It's an experience. At least when it's Café Brasil.
Indulge in the distinctive flavors of perfectly blended Robusta and Arabica coffee beans. Café Brasil. Taste the smooth, rich difference. Try our new Café Brasil Gold Coffee today.
Dominica, welcome back. 3 minutes to the hour. We can try to squeeze in some very, very short calls. Caller, yes, be very, very brief, please.
I will be very brief.
Mm-hmm.
When it had we were coming out of colonization, I think we're back into it right away. I mean, that's not from the white man. We're under different, we're under yellow collar people. Because when you move from Princess Margaret Hospital, they're not our colonializers. And we're under China's Friendship Hospital. What is it, Loftus? Have a blessed day. I'm listening.
Thank you. Let's squeeze in this other caller here. Caller, yes, be very brief, please.
Yes, lovely. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I would think that the opposition would be attending that conference, right?
I don't know. I can't confirm that where I sit. No.
Okay. However, if they are attending, I would be very happy. You know, if the concerns of free and fair election would be brought up, and accountability in government, and human rights. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone is writing here, so the people who are having this meeting don't know what Ron Green and Afi is saying. The question is, why did they choose Dominica for this meeting? Someone is writing to me, Kempinski is supposed to be closing down business very, very soon. So I guess that's where the Last Supper is taking place. Someone is writing here, will there be an opportunity for the press to ask any questions in a press conference? I also ask, does the UN have any concerns about the possible intention on the something of China to colonize Dominica, in particular along the Caribbean countries? Could this be why Dominica was chosen for a conference with such a poignant topic for discussion? Dominicans, we're basically out of time. And yes, it is digital time now. Thank you very much for your eyes and ears, Dominica, both here and abroad. Yours truly signing out, Loftus Dura. I love you. Bye-bye. It's that time, digital time. Thank you, Dominica. Tomorrow, if God above is willing, more topic of national importance.